Well, hello guys, it's a new day, and a brand new beginning for me. That's right, I'm starting a new career. I'm going to be an influencer. I might be a people influencer, or maybe a coffee influencer. I don't know yet. Because I can be anything as long as I put influencer at the end. Of course, it's a nothing job and there's no money in it, but it does give me an important title. And that's what you see with femmons all over the place now. They find a couple of simps to sort of leech off of, give themselves a name with an influencer in it, which they don't earn any money at, live off these simps, and they may have to sort of give them sex every now and then, and that's basically their whole life. Of course, it would be a lot easier for these men just to get a hooker. It's one payment, and you do get what you paid for. Right now, there's a lot of femmons finding it very hard to survive the way they used to, because men are waking up. And they're closing their wallets. They want the femon to put into the relationship instead of always taking out. They don't need no man. They can do everything a man can do and better. Yeah, the men want to see it. And I really don't know how you guys put up these modern femons. Well, not just the modern ones, even the older ones now. They're so goddamn obnoxious. All they do, if you think about it, is talk about themselves and how great they are. I mean, it's nothing really new. Femmons have done that a long time. But they're just way over the top now. Nobody else exists on the planet except them. Of course, the trouble is, the only person that believes that now is them. So these guys go out with these modern femmons on a date and have to listen about how wonderful she is all evening. Ooh, what a fantastic date. He could have just gone with a hooker, done the business, and gone out with his mates. Femmons don't seem to realize the myths and lies about femmons is over. Men have stopped believing the bullshit and the virtue signaling of femmons. They've woken up. Real men have seen femmons for who they really are. Now femmons hardly have any feelings for males at all. The only feelings they have is for themselves. Femmons aren't marriage material. They're not even girlfriend material. And you can't even be friends with one, because it'll cost you. Have you noticed for the last couple of years there's been a sale on femmons? That's what you get when the product isn't moving. But that hasn't worked either. A lot of men have cut the tether and have realized life without a femmon is pretty damn good. So you keep it up out there, guys. And keep your respect when a femmon tries to shame you or talk down to you. Tell her to shut up and go away. And that will produce a very shocked look on the femmon's face. Most men don't actually need a femmon for anything. Well, except maybe one thing. And you can get that, and then leave. You men have left the plantation for a reason. And that reason hasn't changed. And the femmons haven't either. So keep walking, gentlemen. And don't look back.
Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.